Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
It's 6:20 on Wall Street. Bloomberg Intelligence brought to you by CIT. Time to get growing with CIT. Their commercial lending, leasing, and advisory services can help you grow your business. Visit CIT.com. Good morning, I'm John Tucker, and let's go to London this morning for our chief Euro area economist from Bloomberg Intelligence, David Powell. And David, I got to ask you, what is tops on your radar screen this morning? I should warn you, David, if you say Greece, I'm going to have a stroke.
Well, brace yourself for a stroke, because certainly all eyes are focused on the negotiations in Brussels that will take place later today, and those are between Greece and its creditors about extending the bailout package, which will officially expire on the February 28th.
I mean, my point is, we've been hearing about Greece going bankrupt or whatever for how many years now, and ultimately things get fixed or seem to get fixed and really don't have that much of an impact, or do they?
Yeah, this is about 5 years of the Greek crisis now, and essentially the strategy thus far has been to just kick the can down the road, and the only problem with that is you've got to keep kicking it. So that's why we're still in the headlines here. There was never really a solution that would have endured put in place, so that's why we're still here looking for more money.
But the betting, the smart people like you, they say that it's all going to be resolved, right?
Yeah, it looks like this is going to be resolved. Actually, the reality is the two sides aren't that far apart, really. They're just fighting over semantics and some details at this stage. The Germans have towed a very hard line. We saw the German finance ministry saying they were going to be turning down this request that Greece had made yesterday. But overnight, we had some indications that they may soften their stance. Particularly, the German chancellor had a call with the Greek prime minister, which supposedly went well. And in all likelihood, we'll have an agreement before that bailout expires on the 28th of February.
Can you take us through some of the latest data that we're getting out of Euro? It's not too bad, is it?
Yeah, it's actually it's looking like the European economy started the new year on a bright note. Just this morning, we had the PMI survey, which is a coincident indicator of growth. I mean, it gives an idea of what's going on in the economy right now. This is for the month of February, and it was a rise. And it basically suggests that the economy is healing and it's going to have a higher level of growth this quarter than last. So, things are looking up a little bit in the Euro area economy, despite all these problems in Greece.
Now, when it comes to central banks, you're there in London. What's the bet? Who's going to be the first to pull the trigger among the world's major central banks? Is it the Bank of England?
It looks like the first bank to pull the trigger will actually be the Federal Reserve. The U.S. economy has certainly healed to a much greater extent than either the Eurozone or the U.K. The U.K. will probably follow, and the ECB will remain very far behind. In fact, the ECB is still easing and just announced this huge QE program. And the thing with Europe is, even though the economy is recovering, it's not recovering strongly enough to really turn inflation around, and that's the key thing to be watching.
Now, would Mario Draghi of the ECB announce the quantitative easing, the asset purchases? He did, in fact, give a lot of detail, but I'm still a little confused about the asset mix, what that's going to be, how much they're going to spend on each type of asset that they include in this program. Do we have any more intelligence on that?
Yeah, basically what it boils down to is the majority of the assets are going to be government bonds, because that is the largest asset category in Europe, and there's a lot of government debt to buy. In addition, they'll buy some covered bonds, which are really a kind of a form of mortgage that's used in Europe, and also asset-backed securities. But those will both play less prominent roles. But what it really all boils down to is, will this be enough? And that remains to be seen. But when you compare it to the Federal Reserve, it's probably it's quite a bit short, about €1 trillion short of what the Fed did.
David, thanks very much. We appreciate it. David Powell from Bloomberg Intelligence. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries, all market and government factors that impact business. Terminal customers can access this function at BIGO.